Okay, so I wanted to talk about Zecher l'Churban. Yesterday was Chaf Sivan. Chaf Sivan, for hundreds of years in Ashkenaz, was a fast day. Seems like primarily it was known as a fast day commemoration of the Gezeros of Tach v'Tat, but there are sources that indicate even earlier, at the time of Beinu Tam, there was some type of blood libel, and they made Chaf Sivan and Atainis, and a little later again, and then a third time for Tach v'Tat, Vadav. Arba Ratos, mentioned in the Taz and the Magen Avraham, to Mekabel this as a fast day. And then after the Holocaust, interestingly, the Rabbanim in Hungary in 1946 reestablished Chaf Sivan as a Yom HaShoah. The Holocaust in Hungary came very late, in 1944, from around April through July. That's when all the transports to Auschwitz happened. And that's when they killed about more than 500,000 Jews. So Chaf Sivan's right in the middle. They established the Chaf Sivan today. Very few communities, actually say Slichos and fast, but there is this idea of, Chaf Sivan, Zecher l'Churban. So I thought it would be appropriate to give a shir on Zecher l'Churban. If you look here in the Gemara Bavas, the first makor on the sheet, famous Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Mishkar Beis Aishnio, after the second Beis Amigdash was destroyed, Ravu Prushim b'Yisrael, Shalachal Basar v'Lashlishos Yain. So the Prushim said, if no korbanos, so we shouldn't eat meat. There's no nusachim, we shouldn't drink wine. Nitzpah lehen Rabbi Yeshua v'amar lehen v'ni. V'nima yetem ochlim basar v'enetem shosin yain. So he asked them, what's going on? Amar lo, no chal basar shevenem akrivin al gavi yizbeach. Akshav batel, nishli yain shevenaskin al gavi yizbeach. Akshav batel, how can we eat meat? How can we drink wine? We're thinking, remembering the korbanos, the nusachim. Amar lehen kein lechem ladoch. Shekbar batel menachos, shouldn't eat bread. After a peres, so they interestingly persisted. After a peres, on ochal shekvar batlu bikurim. After a peres acherim, maybe bikurim come from the shivas aminim. So after a peres acherim, ma'ayin lo nishne shekvar batlu nisach ha'ma'ayin. So then they were stuck. Shasko. Amar lahem b'ni bo amor lechem. Let me explain. Shlo lizavel kol ikar yefshar shekvar nigzar gzeir. Lizavel yosem ida yefshar. The Gemara is a drasha. Goy kula, you can't make a gzeira, it's too difficult. So we can't make a gzeira not to have meat, or to misavel too much. At the same time, right, lizabel kol ikar yafshar shefra gzeira gzeira. You have to misavel, we can't misavel too much. So we have a limited avelus. We have when we paint our houses, we leave a zecher l'chorban, an amen alama. When we chista kenegra pesach, also adam call tzorach esuda. When a person has a meal, mishayir davar muat, you leave something off for the meal. Ma'ya marfaba kasa deharsana. Again, we don't do this today because we don't necessarily have a kfias of what you always have at every suda. Once upon a time, it was a more Masudr. So if you always have chumos, so you don't have chumos, it's nikkur. Today, the person forgets, you don't even know if what's missing. But hypothetically, by the time of the Gemara, they had this din that you leave off a tafshil from your suda.
But once you do that, meaning by the next generation,
it won't be a nikkur. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly how it worked out. Maybe that's what happened. Anyway, the third application is Osir Ishus Kol Tzarech Tachshiteh. A woman puts on her jewelry. Meshayeres Tavar Muat. She doesn't put on everything. Ma'ayi Amar Rav Bas Tzada. Shneamar Im Eshkachichu Shalom Tishach Yimini Tikva Plashan Lachiki V'Gomer. So the Gemara here quotes this din of Zechel Chorban, which we're familiar with, in our Halacha L'maisa, mostly from the wall, right? You leave, you look behind the Zechel Chorban. I don't know if that was intentional, but... in terms of the food, in terms of the jewelry, that's less practiced today. But yesh la'achkor, what's the nature of this halach of zecher l'churban? So the pashas is, it's a kimon avelus. Avelus, like the Gemara says, lizabel kol ikar iafshar, lizabel yosem idai iafshar. So it's a certain amount of avelus. The Rishpam sounds like that. Shekfar nigzer gzeirach korban nischavinu lis'abel d'chsiv sisu osa masos chol mis'ablim aleha. And the briskers have an interesting distinction. The brisker Rav has this in Menachos, I think, Asan Vav, and the Rav has it in Sukkah, and Dafne Malif, in the Shemesh Urim. They distinguish between a Zecher l'Chorban and a Zecher l'Mikdash. They don't use that terminology, but let's just read the Rav says. V'nira v'zecher l'Mikdash yeshnei dinim. He calls it both Zecher l'Mikdash. Aleph hilchas afelos, Zecher l'Mikdash. Zoi ha-gemar v'avasra, ha-yesod shal dinim elu l'ilman v'pasuk im eshkachik Yerushalayim. Ulizkor Yerushalayim kefi shahaisa lisabel churban. So one zechel mikdash is avelus. Beis din lizkor as a mitzvah sakshurus lamikdash haynu laalos avipenu as a mikdash shiyeh b'vinyana b'mehera b'meinu v'zoya sugya d'ilafanenu. The Gemara in Sukkah speaks about taking lulav kol shivam. In the Torah, you only take lulav yom rishon and gvulin. Only in mikdash, you say take it all week. Rabbi Yochum and Zaki is misakein zechel mikdash take lulav the whole yontif. You saw dinim elu miyapasuk tzion hi doresh einla. The Gemara said, "Rashi, miklal the boy drishu. We have to be doresh tzion. Ein micha chalos avelus ala avar ela kiyum shel al shem haasi lavo kishamikdash yibane." So, like I said, I like to call this zechel churban versus zechel mikdash. Zechel churban is avelus. Zechel mikdash is a kmiya lahava. We're connecting to those mitzvahs that we can't do, because we don't have them, but we do them midin zecher. Okay, so that's an interesting distinction. Like I said, you know, the briskers, you know, take this approach, and I think it's a very fruitful approach. You know, some mitzvahs you have to ask yourself, you know, Sfiris Omer. Tosfos points out, we say harachaman yibane beis hamikdash, because we don't have the mitzvah, according to many Rishonim, there's no mitzvah of Sfiris Omer, there's no korban Omer. So, is that zecher l'mikdash, or is that zecher l'churban? You know, some formulate it as Zechel Churban. You don't say Shechayanu. It's just Omer because we don't have the real deal. And yet we do say a bracha on it. So meaning, the more obvious distinction would say things that are Zechel Mikdash, you'd say a bracha on because it's a Kiyum Mitzvah, you know, as Zechel Mikdash. Things that are Avelus oriented, Zechel Churban, there's no bracha. You don't say a bracha when you put on your Zechel Churban on your wall. You know what I'm saying? So based on that, I would think that Sirius Omer, which has a bracha, would be more connected to Zecher l'Mikdash, not Zecher l'Churban. But again, like I said, sometimes it's a little bit unclear. But you have these two concepts, which I think certainly exist, and you just have to figure out the details. What I want to suggest is that the first tzad, the Zecher l'Churban, it's not necessarily a Kima Avelus. The Gemara sounds like it's a Kima Avelus. The Gemara says, this Abel kol Ikar I Afshar, Shukfanik Zegzera, this Abel Yosemin Da I Afshar, Shin Gozim Zera Tzivur, Elkin Rabbi Tzivur Chal Abel. Pashas the Gemara is that it's din in Zech it's in Avelus. But we don't experience that way. We come into a house, you see the, you know, Amar Amar, you don't feel, you know, and I don't know if you have to feel Avelus. I want to argue that maybe it's din Zechar la Avelus. It's a very subtle distinction. There's Avelus, sitting on the floor, Tisha B'Av, 9 days, 3 weeks, Avelus. And then there's, you know, Eim Yashkachach Yerushalayim, Tisha Chimini, to remember that there was once a Beis HaMikdash. To remember that there's avelus, it's not a kemiyah lahaba like the zecher l'mikdash of, you know, Rukun Zakai, but it's also not avelus mamish. Again, it's like I said, it doesn't sound like that in the Lashon Gemara, but I think already showed it was like that a little bit. If you look at the source number four, the Rambam says mishachar v'se mikdash tito chachamim shi be'osa dorsh ein bonim la'olam binyan mesuyer. You can't have a, you know, a regular painted on your wall. V'chein tiknu sha'arek shulchan la'ola la'asa suda. Etc. She doesn't have it shalim. Chol elu dvarim kdei lizkor Yerushalayim. Shneimar im eshkach Yerushalayim tishach yemini tikel l'sharon l'chiki im lo eskarechi im lo eskarechi im lo ale es Yerushalayim l'arshim chasi. This idea of im lo eskarechi, right? You have to remember the Rosh and the Rambam is lizkor Yerushalayim. Lizkor Yerushalayim. It's B'dukim Lashon HaPasuk. I don't see this pasuk telling you Avelus. You look at Or Chaim, next source. B'sach Adam Lizkor B'chol Simchos of Avelus Yerushalayim. Shneimar Im Eshkach Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemina. Every time you have Simcha, L'chasa, and he puts a little Eifer on his head, right, etc. Look at the third to last line. V'chein Abona Bayis Meshayir Ama. Kedei lizkor churban v'ovetei sa Aval, okay, chayim asuid lo hitzrichu lifchos b'zeh. Okay, if it's already was built that way, you don't have to scratch it off. He's talking in Hilchos Tishah. He says there's a din the whole year lizkor a korban, and then on Tishah B'Av in the 9 days there's din to be sa'ava. So again, like I said, it's a very subtle distinction. This pashas of the Gemara is that it's a din in avelus. I just wonder if that's necessarily the case. Maybe there's a sad if you remember the avelus, because avelus is a pretty heavy reality. And I don't think we experience it that way. I don't know if we necessarily have to experience it that way. They're already showing right explicitly that when you pass by the Zech Chorban, you should, Mami, Miss Abel. That's based on the Pashas of the Gemara. I just wonder if maybe when the Gemara says, Shalish Abel called Ikar Yefshar, She Kvarnik Zer Gzeira, you don't have to learn, therefore, what we do as a king of avelus. We do a Zechar to the avelus.
Get around this, but why would this svar would seem to be if the person has to be misavo on the korban b'chol yom, let's say, and that's why you're doing it. So what does that have to do with Gzeira d'Rabban?
Right, in the Ramah, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, says that Yirei Shemayim should misavo on the korban every day. That's like, I think, a separate halacha.
Right.
That's avelus, and that's tikkun chatzos. That's for people who are very high madreika. For regular people, you do a zekar to the avelus.
Meaning, if it were mamish avelus, you wouldn't have to be referencing shekvar nigzer of Gzeira. There's nothing to do with that. You have to be misavo. Meaning,
well, how do you understand Nigzer Gzeira? The Rashbam says Nigzer, the Gzeira of the Churban. How are you understanding Nigzer Gzeira? There's a machlokas, I think, what it means. You're saying Nigzer Gzeira means the Gzeira of this din of this takana,
yeah, Rabban. Especially because then it says, and to do nothing, EF, meaning to do nothing is EF, Shah, Shikvar, Nigzer, Gzeira. Mm-hmm. And to do a lot, it doesn't work because
people can't do it.
People
can't do it. So you're saying people can't do it, talk referring to the Gzeira. So maybe this is
a far,
the Gzeira means the Gzeira of Chazal. Chazal said do it.
Yeah.
So okay, we can't miss out. Okay, fine. So you're saying that the far is a raya, that it's not available as mamish.
Right, meaning that since we're referring to the
Gzeira. Seder. Okay, shkach.
It's also not just in the part of the Pasuk that Rebbe quoted of Ezkirei, but also the whole Inyan is in Eshkachech Yerushalayim.
Right. Now, again, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and they were like, what do you mean? You're not remembering to buy milk. You're remembering the korban. So doesn't that engender feelings of avelus? But I still think there's a distinction. You can remember that there's avelus. It's like a mental note. It doesn't necessarily engender the kim shavalev of avelus, especially when it's not avelus being more, a sense of how you're feeling, right? You miss avel. Rav thought avelus is the kim shavalev. So you don't have to reach that point. This is more of intellectual zecher l'chorban. So if this hakira deed, is correct, I think we can analyze a couple of nafkaminas. The first is a question of leaving out, portions in your meal on Shabbos and Yontif. The Yaakov Emden in the Moruk Tzia writes the following: Mikol Malkom v'sudas Shabbos v'Yontif nearly d'lomavai d'shari. Not only is it mutter to have all the portions, all the various dishes. Shafilo v'tisha b'av bo ma'ala shulchan kasuda shlomo. If Shabbos falls in tisha b'av, you're allowed to have a complete meal. Eli isura nami'ika, it's usur to leave a dish off. Imakoma nikar v'shulchan shapani v'ka'ara aru yilase sham. Shafilo v'yimei evel usur v'aras shum davar shafahesia. There's Israel of Avelus for Hesia. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, there's an Israel of Avelus for Hesia. If you have a Shabbos meal, you can't leave out a portion, leave off a dish as a Zecher l'Chorban, because that would be a din in Avelus for Hesia. And then he says, "Aval tachshita ishul levay demutal leshayer b'Shabbos yontav el shiroi l'hachmir to laminkar hashiur kulehai." He says, in terms of woman's jewelry, so it's actually good that she leaves it off because it's not so nicker, so it won't be considered Avelus for Hesia. So he obviously is learning it's dinner avelos. It's dinner avelos, avelos for Shabbos. If it's dinner zecher l'avelos, there's no isra of zecher l'avelos and Shabbos. This is not mentioned by the earlier postkin. It's mentioned by Maktsiya, Mishabur brings it down. Like I said, today nobody does this anyway because it's, my mother Elisha used to always forget a portion, to serve something. So it's like, oh, it's a zecher l'chor. But like, unless you forget, nobody intentionally, leaves off a dish. It's to best my knowledge. It's not in the Kobol, in most. It's everywhere, but in most places. So I want to argue that if it's a din in avelus, what he's saying makes a lot of sense. Avelus for Shabbos. Zinen Zecher, so then Lechara, it'll be no problem to have the Zecher on Shabbos. Again, on Shabbos, you don't cover up the Zecher of the Korban in your house on Shabbos. Nobody tells you you have to cover it up. There's a minhag in Adar, some people cover up the Zecher of the Korban. It's such a minhag. But even that, I don't think is very prevalent. But nobody covers on Shabbos, the Zecher of the Korban on the wall. So Lechara, it's a Zecher. Another nafkamina, the question of having a meal without guests. You have a meal just with your family. Do you also have, is what Chazal said, when they said, the Gemara in Bavasr, Osalam, Kol Tzorche Suda, Mashar B'davar Mu'ud. Is that only when you have guests? Or is that even when you have a meal with your family? Oh, so the Hisarus Tshuva, Rav Shimon Sofer, he was a grandson of Chaim Sofer, he was killed. He was 95 years old. He was killed by the Nazis in 1944. I mentioned before, the Hungarian Jewry who was killed at that time. So he was killed in Auschwitz. And he has very interesting tshuva. He says, "Aval k'sha'os la'atma suda, afilu suda gedola ein tzarech, ta'atam d'sharech l'shair amal amal k'neged ha'pesach, hu'al ha'pesach k'dei sh'yira tamid v'al ha'bayi sh'yoshev yifnim sh'al rov yoshev samuch l'kir k'neged ha'pesach." So he's assuming that most homes, the table, the balabai sits facing the door. He wants to see who's like in this classroom. I'm looking at the door, who's coming into the door. So if the Zecher Chorban is like over there near the door, so I'll see it. But I have a guest. So the guests, they're not looking at the door. They came, their back is to the door. They're looking at the balabais. So Amela, they're not going to notice the Zecher Chorban. So Amela, when you have guests, you have to have a shiur in the Suda. If there are no guests, again, I guess the family members are sitting, I guess, with the balabais, I guess. So Mela, you know, they're not going to, they'll see the wall. So that's what he writes. Im kein, kevin diyesh the balabais, heker b'shiur, amal ama kenegdo, mela ein tzorech od heker b'suda, aval ha'orchim b'subim siva shulchan, enon yosh v'mul shiur, their back is to the wall. The ein lahem mashi is kireim alavelus. Lachain tsarich lachaser lahem Michael aval balabais ein tsarich. So it's an interesting svara. Let's focus on this for a second. What's he saying? He's saying that in terms of zecher, the balabais has a zecher. The yes, don't have a zecher. So I want to say that if it's in a zecher, one zecher is enough. You have a zecher. But if it's in a nekiyum of avelus, the part of avelus means that you shouldn't have the regular house, you shouldn't have a regular meal, you shouldn't have regular clothing. So then, lechora, it's a kiyum of avelus. What's the fact that it's on the wall is very nice, but I should have a kiyum of avelus in my suda, even if I'm beini levinasi, I'm staring at the wall, but I should eat a maichel that's limited. It should be one dish less for the kiyum of avelus. So I think it's Mduik in the Hirasaris Tshuva that it's a din in Zecher Lavelus, not in Avelus Mamish. What are you saying about the
Tachshidim? I just understand. Simple Pshat in the Gemara, meaning if you say like what he's saying, why, when does the circumstance of women not having...
Oh, so I was just thinking, because you know, I mentioned the B'nai Abayis. Maybe you know the husband is looking at the wall. His wife might be sitting across from him, so she doesn't see the wall. So she has her jewelry. Everybody has what they need to remind them. Maybe she's in the kitchen, you know. Okay. Another discussion in a poskim was very prevalent that they didn't actually scratch off the paint, but they just put like a black like blotch of paint. So some poskim are very against this, and others justify it. So if we look here to Lavush, nearly mashin hagin akshav habonim batim umiyasts. They would totally, you know, paint it. Then they put a, you know, a block of paint, a black paint. It's wrong. It looks like a painting. Says Levush, the point of the Zecher HaKorban is that you should be sad. You see that your house is falling apart. So says Levush, it's not right to just put a black box of paint, you know, meaning paint the black box instead of scratching off the paint. Because that isn't, you know, doesn't create, you know, Shivron Lev. And if you look at other posts, try to justify it based on the Aguda, one of the Rishonim, Yeniach Belotzir Sir Umare Shachar Dak Belotikun Klal. So this idea of Mare Shachar is already mentioned in one of the Rishonim. So some posts try to justify this. So again, I think it'll be totally on this Chakir, that if it's a Kiyim and Avelus, so the Avelus means your house can't be Shalim. So you have to scratch off the paint. But if it's in Zecher, okay, so the whole wall is white and there's a black box, that is a reminder. It's a reminder. Like I said, it's Dugan Lavush, it's Shiver and Lev. He wasn't trying to remember, he wants to have Shiver and Lev.
It's interesting, the way Lavush phrases it is actually, you do want Zichron, you want Zichron as a function of Shiver. Right? That's what he says. Shemitokach Yizkor Achorbun, Shiver and Lev. The Loshiak Peyu, the Yizkor, the Tok Simchas. Meaning,
right, so
and that's how he would relate to the problem. He would answer why it wouldn't be a deal. Because he does want a zikaron. He just wants a zikaron that's a function of Shivron.
I think a zikaron that's bitoch Shivron Lev, to me, sounds like a velos. That's what I was saying before, it's a very subtle chakira. Because once I say zichron, so what do you remember? You're not remembering to buy milk, you're remembering the basic interest of soy. It doesn't engender avelus. So I think he would say, yes, that's great, that's the pro point. You want to engender avelus through the zichron.
It sounds like he wants to engender the zichron through
avelus.
Right?
I'm not.
Half yizkor, half korbon, uve shivron lev, veloshia peyu be yizkor.
Right, it shouldn't be stam a zichron, it should be a zichron that I think it means uve shivron lev, that it will bring the zichron. That's how I'm reading it.
Either way, I think what he's saying though answers the diuk that Rebbe's making in the pasuk. Right? Because the diuk in the pasuk is but you see that it's all focused on zikar.
Right.
But what he's saying is
zikar
can
bring you.
We do want zikar. We want a zikar which leads to or is a function of however we say it. Oh, this shivron.
Okay, I think it makes a lot of sense. In a second, there's a nafkamina. Let's skip now. Let's look at nafkamina. Hey, this is from the Sefer Ochar Serbeinu. It's a biography of the Stipler. Is a fascinating chiddush. Amar li, Mori v'Rabbi, shemistaber shafilu losim aron lo mechubar or aron svarim bekir shabo amal ama afli shemastir es ama mishum shadin shacheder tzarech shielo amal ama v'lo ichbas lo an shemitaltlin yastir os. So the disciple apparently said that you can have a zekel korban and cover it up. You cover it up, and that's okay. That's pretty wild. So here, I was thinking that if it's in a zichron to the avelus, zichron to the avelus, it doesn't make sense. There's no zichron; you don't notice it. But if it's in the avelus, so again, it's not obvious, but you could say that I don't have a complete house. A house is a basic shelter, is basic. I don't have a house that's a normal house because of the basic mikvah was destroyed. So my house is also partially destroyed. So what I don't want to highlight here, based on your hara, is that it's not that Zichron Averus, and then Avelos is like Zichron plus. But here you have no Zichron at all. You don't even see it. You don't even see it. But it's Avelos because your house isn't totally, you know, complete. So that would be like a tzad, a pretty extreme tzad. The more subtle tzad is to say it's Avelos that comes from Zichron, which I think is what we're trying to daik in the Lubosh. Just one last afkamina. There's an interesting Torah Chaim on the Gemara of Basra. He points out, read it, El Kacham Ruchachamim, Sar Adam El Space of Asid and Meshaya. The Gemara, my knockout, Hani Tlas Mili. Why does the Gemara speak about your home, your food, and your clothing, right? Why these things? Yesh Lomar Lefi Shakal Adam Mukroch Lahanak Tlas Mili. These are basic needs. It's like basic, you know, needs of a person is have shelter and food and clothing. Was a beggar also tzachi suda to gufa suda mizbeach hamizbeach. So the third time is two pshatim. Why after these three things? One pshat is that you should have a discomfort in your basic needs. Your basic needs is shelter, food, and clothing. We want to have, you know, discomfort in all those. And the other says we want to remember the Beis Hamikdash, remember the Big Tikkun, remember the food, the korbanos. So L'chora, you can link this to the Chakira as well. If it's a Kiyum in a Zecher, so you have to remember something. You have to remember the Beis HaMikdash, you remember the Big Tikkun, you remember the Korbanos. If it's a Kiyum in Avelos, we don't have to remember. We just have to be in this Avelos. The Avelos is, now we have to feel that we're in mourning. We don't have to necessarily link it to what we was out before. You know, the person, you know, sits on the floor because a parent died, they don't have to constantly be thinking about the parent. They have to, but they have to, there's a Kiyum Avelos of your life is different now. So Amela, it could be that the first shot of the Taurus Chaim, that we want your shelter and your food and your clothing to be different, is Dinan Avelos. Whereas the second shot, it's linking it to the Korban, it's a Zecher for the Korban. You have to be aware of that. So basically what we saw here was, you know, a basic Hakira. There is a concept of Zecher Korban. You know, the Briskers already speak about the difference between Zecher Korban and Zecher Mikdash, which is a very nice Hakira. I wanted to, you know, take the side of Zecher al-Khurban and analyze it further. Is it a Kiyum and Avelos, like the Pashas of the Gemara of Basra, or is it, you know, a Zecher to the Avelos? And I discussed a couple of nafkaminas to the question. I just want to conclude with two pieces about Chaf Sivan. The first is from the Apta Rebbe, the Ob Yisrael. It says, he quotes his grandfather. He heard his grandfather say, Drash Gadol b'yom Chav Sivan. He heard a big drasha. So from the whole drasha, this fellow told him one thing. Chav Sivan hu aschala al yom ha-kipurin. Chav Sivan is the beginning of Yom Narayim. Im mekayim yom hazeh k'roi, az ayocha l'kayim yom ha-kipurin k'roi v'nocha. V'simanecha ki yad al keis ka. Keis, Chav Samech, Rashi Tevas Chav Sivan. Ka, Rashi Tevas yom ha-kipurin. So the Ohr Yisrael says, name of his grandfather was also a Rebbe, that if you commemorate Chaf Sivan, you'll be able to probably observe Yom Kippur. What's the connection? So when we speak about remembering, getting back to the Brisker understanding of, you know, Zechel Chorban, Zechel Mikdash, sometimes it's sad, you remember the Korban. But then you can also have a commemoration that's going to then create a kamiya, it's going to create a longing. You know, a person, you know, remembers their grandparents, so they're sad. But then they remember the same memories that are painful can also be a source of nechama. So we remember tzaros, we remember our chataim, and then we want to rectify them. Then we reach Yom Kippur, which I think is interesting. Idea. And the last point, the Birkat Shalom, this is from the Chassidus Ashlag. I'm familiar with the Sud Perish of the Sulam on the Zohar, the Ashlag Chassidus. So this is his son. The Birkat Shalom, he says an interesting thing. He says, the Olam is also for Chaf Sivan. The Olam Yishtei Matzavi. Matzav Echad Olam Nikra B'Shem Yisurim. Matzav Sheini Nikra B'Chinas Shechina. Ki Matzav Mitere Mi. So initially you have Yisurim, and then eventually you reach a stage of Shlemus, of Shechina. Yichud kutsha brichu shkinte. Ki kamosha kashbarachu mashpia kena haolam oskim achshav rak b'shef. Okay, so it's a little bit hard to understand, but he says there's the idea of Yisurim, there's the idea of Shlemus, and then the yichud kutsha brichu shkinte is when we leave the Yisurim and come to the Shlemus. And this is an interesting thing. V'zeh amatav sh'achar atikun doma l'nigun atzev. You have a sad nigun. A person sings, I'm a shichi kamayim libech. It's a sad nigun. So you have a sad sing, you start crying. A nigun is an expression of what you're thinking, it's an expression of words. If a nigun is good, right? It's a good nigun, so it makes you cry. It's a good nigun because it makes you cry. Well, what does it mean? It's good because it makes you cry. You want to cry? Because Bekivlus Maloam, Lachena Anashim Ogim Nishmoosam. People like hearing San Nigunim because the sadness is from the past. And now we're already at a different place. Now we're already at Shchinte. Now we're already at a Makom Tikun. She's a Mara Alam Takas Adinim. Mishum Kach Yisurim Ha'elo Metukin Nishmoosam. Az Nikra Olam Veshem Shchina HaKtosha. Hashem is shoking with us. So if you remember Tsaros, and if we're in a different place, now we're in a place, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're in Eretz Yisrael. So we remember the Tsaros, so we can turn those sad memories into, from Yisurin, into Shechina, into Hashem Shochei. So when we listen to a Nigin and it makes us cry, we're happy, because the crying allows us to connect to those Makomos of Yisurin and to see the Geula, how we reached a different stage. I think it's similar to what the Ohr Yisrael is saying in terms of Chav Sivan being a prelude to Yom Kippur, which is Zocha to Gula Shleima.